Excellent start to the show.
Oh, I love it, Mike. Just absolutely love it, man. I love what we do. And, you know, and we want to somehow emanate that and get it out across the world. And come in and have fun with us on Thursday nights. Mad Mike and Wild Will, coast to coast and around the universe, around the world. You can reach us anywhere. Tell you what. Try this. You're in Italy? Just type in or Google studio.buzz. Guarantee you'll get us. Go to your Apple App Store. Download studio.w. Android, Studio W, available on Alexa, Google Play, Apple CarPlay, and the website. Like I said, studio.buzz. LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, studio_w_buzz on Facebook, William A. Brown Studio W there, LinkedIn, Studio W, Twitter, I believe it's Buzz Jams, BUZZGAAMZ, and also Studio W. Guys, there's no excuse to miss out on all this goodness. Mike, it gets gooder and gooder.
You know, Cece, she said a word tonight, and I don't think that she understood the practicality of what she said, and I wrote it down.
Okay.
She said the word reconsiderable.
Okay.
And what she did was she put together responsible and accountable.
Ooh.
Together, and she corrected herself, but reconsiderable.
Mm.
So she might have a little word there like gooder and gooder.
And you know, and we need, well, guess what? I think you just copyrighted it for her.
Oh, well, good.
Okay. Anytime you broadcast, folks, and there's a way you can copyright your word. And Library of Congress, okay, that's fine. You can do that. But also, you can broadcast it like we're doing right now. You can also write down your ideas in an envelope. And mail it back to yourself and never unseal it. That is a form of copyright. It can't be disputed. You know? hey, but anyway, I've got something I want to do right now, Mike. You know, we like to acknowledge and showcase artists that most of you around the world have never heard of before. And this gentleman, if you remember, Deacon Otis Wicknine, okay, Derek the Change Man Smith, Pastor Derek the Change Man Smith, he's a comedian, he's a singer, just an outstanding performer, and he's also a pastor. So, I want to play something by him, Mike, and the title song is, here it is. This is Derek the Change Man Smith.
I ain't even looking.
I thought you were going to play the COVID song there for a second.
And no. You're frustrated because you can't find what you want.
I just want to
let me just say this here.
Share with you how versatile he is. Yeah.
You ain't got to look no more. Here it is. I've got what you've been looking for. You've been searching, baby, for a long time. For somebody who will touch your heart and ease your troubled mind. You've been looking everywhere, searching high and low. Still can't find satisfaction. Don't know where to go, baby. Here it is. You ain't gotta look no more. Here it is. I've got what you've been looking for. been watching you for a long time, but I couldn't say a word. 'Cause you was with that other man, baby, the one that caused you pain and so much hurt. But now that he's gone away, you don't have to ever worry again. 'Cause I'm gonna feel your love change, baby.
Said I wanna get with you, gonna stick with you. Girl, check this pure mess, 'cause I fit you. Baby, I'm the truth, don't you hear? Open your eyes, 'cause here I is. Like Johnson and Johnson with no more tears. Better things ahead, 'cause here I is.
Here it is. You ain't gotta look
Yes, yes, Derek the Chase Man Smith. Oh, Mad Mike. Mad Mike.
I thought you were going to put on the COVID song.
I can. Oh, I definitely can. Oh, give me time to do that.
That's a funny one. I like that a lot.
Okay, then we'll do that. I promise you. But what I want to do, I want to make a comment about this gentleman. And he's right here. He's about 2 hours away from the station. That song, Don't Let the Corona Get On You. Mike, I promise you, we will do that. What I need to do, I need just a little time. I'm going to queue up another song by him. Then we'll go to that, if that's okay with you.
We got 3/4 hours.
So, but anyway, a little backstory. I have, not only is this gentleman a valuable, valuable asset to the station, he has several shows on this network. It starts about 8 a.m. on the West Coast. 11 here. Yep. I'm trying to get my time zones together again. 8 a.m. your time, Mike. And I know you out there feeding the horses or doing whatever. Okay.
If you're already fed by six.
Then you have no excuse. Grab your coffee.
If you don't feed horses when they think they should be fed, they get rowdy. They start making a bunch of noise. They start running around kicking up dust. They let you know it's time to feed.
Do they break out?
Do they what?
Break out. You know, like in those Western movies, how they break out the fences and stuff.
Oh, well, no, my fences are pretty high and solid. But, I mean, they let you know that they're unhappy with you. My bedroom window faces out into where my pipe crawls are at. So, yeah, they start whinnying and biting and kicking. And, yeah, they raise all kinds of hell out there.
You know, I tell my friends, I said, you know, guys, believe this or not. Oh, Cece said, hi, Mike. Hello. Okay.
Hi, darling.
Okay. Let us know if you're enjoying the show, okay? And if so, just share that link, on Facebook. Okay. You do it well. Appreciate you. And we, I don't know whether you heard everything or not, but Mike was talking about you. Okay. He wanted
remember,
to know.
Remember, Dr. Sims, I am your friend.
Dr. Sims. Okay. He wanted to know, Mike, what was it about the red hair comment?
She said she was going to get me back for that redhead comment.
Okay.
I'm,
so
I'm
you
trying to remember what the redhead comment was.
Okay. Okay.
I don't doubt that I said it, by the way, because I mean, I get verbal diarrhea. You never know what I say and I can't remember because I got old timer's disease and my brain is full of Swiss cheese. I probably said whatever it was. I just want to know what I'm going to get spanked for.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'm going to leave that one completely alone. And you know, hey, speaking of Derek the Change Man, this one I think has reached over 1 million views. The one "Don't Let the Corona Get on You," that was upwards of over 3 million views, and over a couple of years ago. Where it is now, I don't know. I don't have any recent analytics on that. But anyway, I'm going to come up with that. She said, "Oh my God." hey, Mike, you can see her comments. Okay, go in the comment section. You read it for yourself because you might be in a little trouble, bro. I don't know. Anyway, I'll be right back.
It says private chat, it says comments, and there's nothing in either one.
Oh.
Unless I'm in the wrong section.
You're in the wrong section. She's, she has this going over the world. This is in the general chat, not private.
Nice. Oh. Now everyone's going to be out to get me.
Okay. Crazy about you, Mike.
I feel pretty good about you too, William.
Yeah. It's the title. It's the title of the song, Mike.
Oh, never mind.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That what I feel ain't. Cried about it. I lied about it. To tell you the truth, I almost died about it. Oh, baby, I'm still crazy.
I'm crazy
still
about
you. Crazy about. Moved on. You got a new family. I heard you got three kids. And they say your oldest boy looks like me. I heard that you're doing good. On your job, you got a promotion. But I hope that man is treating you good. Giving you love and devotion. But oh, baby, I'm still crazy.
Crazy
I'm still
you.
Crazy about you, baby. Before I give you stress, I'll leave all this craziness alone. But if there's half a chance, I just have to try. Before I close the door, close the door and tell you goodbye. Still crazy,
crazy,
I'm crazy about you, you. I wanna justify and express myself. I gotta say that I'm
still crazy
about you,
about you.
Lord, I'm still crazy about you. I don't understand how that man been with you this long. Oh, yes, and haven't changed your last name. I don't understand it. God Almighty, I heard you got his kid, but still, he ain't changed your last name. Ooh, baby, if he had taken you down to the altar, I wouldn't bother you. Oh, baby, if he'd even taken you down to the courthouse, I wouldn't bother you. God Almighty, but there's still a chance. I want you to know there's still a chance. You made me. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Baby, your picture is in my wallet, behind my driver's license. Just the other day, I almost ran in the back of somebody. Baby, and in my dresser drawer, in the bottom drawer, there are pictures of you and I. And sometimes when I'm feeling low, sometimes when I'm feeling down, I look at your pictures where we went to the county fair, and I warn you, your favorite pink teddy bear.
Oh,
crazy. I know it sounds after all this time that I'm out of my mind. But if you have anything left for me, if you have anything left for me, tell me, tell me, come on, go in.
No. Oh, wow, wow, wow. Hey, that's Derek the Change Man Smith. Welcome back, everyone. This is Mad Mike, Wild Will Coast to Coast. A couple of things. That artist, Derek the Change, he's an incredible, incredible artist. Let's see, is this from Mad Mike? Okay. I see the comments.
I found the comments. So
okay,
yeah.
yes. And thank you so much for that. I saw the comments too. And so, yes, shortly, folks, we're going to have none other than, since the aforementioned, the Honorable, okay, Miss Cece. She'll be joining us shortly. Okay. Ladies
and gentlemen. Did you say honorable or omnivore?
Mike, see, you trying to start something. You know what I said. I said honorable. Mike?
My ears don't work so
why are you smiling, Mike? See, okay, I'm going to play another song, and then, hey, Mike, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's go to one of your mad picks, and then we're going to come back, with, Don't Let the Corona Get on You. We'll connect with Miss Cece. Okay, all right. I don't want to get that wrong. Be right back. Oh, light on in the kitchen. Let's do this one. Since we're going to bring Miss Cece on, and we're talking about Miss Cece's kitchen. I don't know this song, but I saw kitchen. Let's do this.
Let me remind you, Ashley McBride is a gal that I've been bringing on every week now.
Yeah.
She is a very big country artist, female singer. Reba McEntire said she is her favorite female country artist.
Right.
This girl is magnificent. She's the one that did, what was it, Prayer Night at the Strip Club or something like that. That was really touching. But, this Ashley McBride, watch this gal. She's awesome.
We're going to play her. No, I know the name, but I haven't heard this. I don't know anything about this title. Okay. And that's okay. It all ties in. Trust me.
Man, listen to the words. Cece will appreciate this one, too.
I'm sure she will. Yeah. I like this. Then, Mike, while we'll post
always check the door before you lay down. Keep a glass of water by the bed. A dose of local honey will keep your nose from running. Little things like that she's always said. Never back up farther than you have to. Pray for those that don't have a prayer. Honey, trust yourself.
I like you.
You better love yourself. Cause till you do, you ain't no good for anybody else. Pancakes just taste better after midnight.
This is real good.
You make friends always just become a friend. Freckles make you pretty. There's more to life than being skinny. You feel fat. It's mostly in your mind. So honey, trust yourself. Get up and give it hell. For heaven's sake, always have a place where you can do some crying and some bitching. And always leave a light on in the kitchen.
Light on in the kitchen. Ashley McBride. Wow. And I think it's timely because we have a special guest.
Wow.
Co-host. And I think it's timely because we have a special.
Hold on, what's going on here?
And I think it's timely because we have a special.
Hold on, what's going on here?
And I think it's timely because.
Okay.
I see what's going on. Miss Cece. Okay. All right. It's coming from your phone. I know what's going on.
I got it.
Okay.
Sorry. Wow.
Well, this show is called Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast for a reason. Because it gets mad. And it doesn't have to be perfect. And we appreciate the oops. No, hey, Mike, Mike, what are you doing?
Oh, I just noticed that, Cece's here.
Oh, you didn't put on an apron. Is that a bullet?
A man's got to protect himself at all times.
Mike, is that a bulletproof vest?
It is.
It is. I'm ready. I'm ready for shots fired.
Hey, Mike, you realize that we're on Facebook, we're on LinkedIn.
Ooh, that's wrong.
We're on Twitter. We're on Google Play, Apple CarPlay, Alexa.
None of those people are going to protect me. I got to protect myself. Hey, speaking as a law enforcement officer that has had his butt kicked by a woman, I don't need to have it happen again.
Wait a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Goodness.
You know what? The benefit that you guys on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn have, you can see the visual. Okay? And folks, go along with it. You just listening on the radio, Alexa, whatever it is, right? Oh my God. Visualize this because it's exactly the way this is, not rehearsed.
Hello.
Hey, that's the best.
I just want to explain to Mike.
That's the best.
He has amnesia.
I got more than amnesia. I got a whole bunch of
I tell you what.
I got a long
nose.
You know what? What I wanted you to do, before you two work out your issues, I wanted to play the song by Derek the Changeman Smith. And then I want both of you to come back with your banter. Okay? Is that okay with everyone? Okay. All right. Hey, folks. Hey, welcome to the set. Our guest co-host, Dr. Cecilia Sims, a.k.a. CC, and a few other a.k.a.s that I won't mention on air. But that's okay. Be right back after this. This is Mad Mike Wild. What do you expect? Mad Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast?
Two peas in the pot. That's all I got to say.
About Mike's, please.
We're having in our town. Listen. Don't let the corona get on ya. Mm-hmm. Don't let the corona get on ya. You gotta do the best you can. Make sure you wash your hands. And then don't let corona get on ya. Starting echoes, help me say. Say don't. Yes. Don't let corona get on ya. I said don't let corona get on ya. Well, you gotta do the best you can. Make sure you wash your hands. Sure, don't let corona get on ya. Now listen.
Oh.
I may not work for the government. I may not have a doctor's degree, but this here is common sense. When you cough and when you sneeze, cover your mouth and put it in your sleeve. That will help the rest of us from catching the corona disease. Oh.
Don't
let corona get on you. It's a serious thing, y'all.
Don't let corona get on you.
Well, you gotta do the best you can. Yeah.
Watch your head.
Watch your eyes and don't let the corona
get on you.
What I want y'all to do, keep it away. I don't need your hands sneezing on top of me, coughing all in the air, acting like you just don't care. Keep it away from me. I've got a can of Lysol. I've got a bottle of Pine-Sol. Said I'm gonna keep it under lock. I even got a bottle of rock. You gonna keep it away from me. Watch your run. I don't want it. I don't need it. Watch
it, Dina. Keep it away from me. Yes. God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. Shank it, Dina. Shank it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, hey, Mike. Good choice. Oh. Hey, Dr. Sims, I don't know whether you heard before when I was talking about this gentleman. He's a good friend of mine, and he's only 2 hours away from the station. And he and I, and believe it or not, the professor of pop culture went out for karaoke night. Okay. And it was, wow. Mike can appreciate this because, Mike hosts, karaoke, well, we call it, in the United States, karaoke, sets, himself. He does this, right? Mm-hmm. That's a whole nother story I need to tell you about Dr. Sims. I'm going to tell you about your buddy Mike. Okay. I'm going to tell you.
My.
Okay. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He's my friend. We think a lot alike. Okay, but
William, will you do my eulogy?
He still has his bulletproof vest on. No, I don't believe it. This is some funny stuff.
Before CeCe tears into me,
is he holding up a note?
What did you write? What did you write?
Oh, it's not going to show up.
No.
There it is.
I'm sorry.
Hey, with a little heart. And the heart at the bottom. Come on, don't miss the heart.
No, sorry.
Come on.
No,
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Look, I'm not going to, William, I'm not going to be on here long. I just want to come in and share verbally for Mike. Okay?
Yeah, we want to know. No, we really want to know. What was it about the year? Red hair comment and
yes, that's okay. What I want to deal with. Yes, we were talking and I was sharing with you all during the Boomerang show, and we were talking about cultural differences and things like that. And I was saying one of the things that my father asked me at the time if I would marry someone outside of my own race, and he said white, and I said yes. And I just reflected back on that too, Mike. I said that too, because I have a white half brother, who, you know, is my father's child. And so when I said that down the road, as we were introducing our shows, Mike said, as before he got to it, he says, you know, I dated many women, blah, 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 blah. And he said, the one thing I won't date is a redhead.
I remember that.
I did say that.
Yes, you did.
You did. And that's why, that's like I get Dr. Demery about the black pepper issue. And when you stay on the radar. Okay. So I see the number, the amount of time you done said something way out of left field.
Yeah. Okay, well, so, I do mine on purpose.
Yeah, I know you do, because you know I'm going to come with it, okay?
I know, but that's the whole idea. Okay, I'm doing my job.
I couldn't wait till Sunday. I had to get you. Really?
Oh, you can get Mike again if you want. You can get him again. Mike.
I'm over here. I'm falling on my sword, okay? I don't have a sword here.
Sure, I got a
pocket knife. I'll fall on my pocket knife.
Hey, Mike. I was not going to bail you out. Yes, you said it. You did.
Yes, you did.
Oh my God. I remember that.
And then he said one, and I was listening. I was attentive, and he goes, one woman I wouldn't date is a redhead. And he started laughing and looked at me and called my name.
Oh, that is too funny. That is too funny. Yep. Mike, you did it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Mike, I'm going to the next song I have on your list. Woke up this morning. You know what? I don't know where you want to go to sleep or not.
All I have to say to Miss CeCe is, hey, how about those Dodgers?
Yeah, how about those Dodgers? That's right. Okay.
Get me out of here, William.
Bye.
Right. Help a brother out, William. Thanks,
DC. This morning I woke up this morning.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yes, pour lightning, show us, please. Whoa, I woke up this morning.
Yeah, you did.
Phew. Yes, poor lightning sure speaks. Whoa, I heard somebody call it. That was my little girl calling me. She called kind of lonesome, she said.
Lightning Hopkins. Woke up this morning.
Darling, do you know something keeps on worrying me? Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, something keeps on worrying me. Broke down and I cried a little while. I said,
"That's real Lightning Hopkins. You know,
wow, that's old honky tonk blues.
Oh,
right there.
Boy. I want to talk about that a little bit because, you know, a lot of times, you know, I just mix it up, Dr. Sims. Mike was sent in, his list and I'll put together my list and we alternate. And you know, on this broadcast, you already know because, you listen often and I want to thank you for that. It could be blues. It could be country. It could be opera, classical. Jazz. Oh, Mike, didn't we play some Bob Marley a few weeks ago? Bob Marley, Maxi Priest.
Big band. We've done some of, I think we did Mozart a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
We've done it all on purpose.
Right, on purpose. Because the whole idea is to try to expand your horizon. And there's great music all over. Whatever genre it is. And so that's the premise and purpose. And we hope that our audience appreciate that. We don't stick to just one genre and we love it. And there are many of you guys that tune in. Dr. Sims, you tune in. You know, we have people like 7-Up. We have Kim Rogers, Beverly Haynes, and these people are in different parts of the country. Tone Loke, my brother, Tone, and I have another brother, Sergeant Clayton Brown, and his wife, they listen in. And, you know, I always say, if I'm on the air, if I have one listener, I'm going to act like, you know, I'm in a crowded theater.
Right.
No, I mean, so I'm serious about that. And I mean that. Because if you can get across to at least one person, then guess what? The two of us are helped, right?
Yeah, but you know what, William, can I say this?
Please.
Music.
Oh.
I listen to words and music, and it has to have some meaning for me. Mm-hmm. Because some of the stuff that's playing out there now, I wouldn't give the time of day. But most of the music, like for the country music, the blues, okay, honky-tonk blues, you know, that was in the juke joints. I know all about that stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. But there's meaning to them. They are telling a story.
I love you.
And when the song that you just played, and then the one that you played that said I was a joy, that was on the country west, I forget the name. But I listened to the words, the story in there, which is great because in every walks of life, there's a story that's being told, whether through music, wow, whether verbally, whether written, whether acting out. There is an interaction of storytelling. If people would just pay attention, mm-hmm, people are telling stories sometimes without even saying words. It's the body language and facial expression. I mean, just a lot of a gamut of things. But music, like I was raised on music. And one of the things, my dad was not prejudiced when it comes to music. We listened to it all. Okay.
Right.
And then two, we didn't when I, and I'm not old as salt pepper. Well, anyway.
No.
We listened because we lived in Hanford, Cotton Town City, you know. We didn't have a television. So my uncle would sit us girls down when we were younger in front of a radio. And that's why I'm very picturesque when I'm in a picture when I talk, because I listen to the radio. We listen to stories on the radio. We listen to pictures on the radio, where you get the motion pictures, they had it playing on the radio.
This is amazing. Okay?
And so that's what I learned. I gravitate to is paying attention.
Oh.
And I think that that is a blessing for my children. I do that. Listen. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Tell me what you're saying, you know? Yeah.
I'm going to ask Mike a question. Your parents, did they listen to the radio from information, weather, sports, because I remember my grandparents, they used to listen to, they loved the Dodgers, not the Los Angeles Dodgers, but the Brooklyn Dodgers on the radio, you know, and all the baseball, boxing. That was a big thing because back then, if there was a great boxing match that went on, people gathered around the radio, right, Mike? Mike, you remember any of that?
Actually, now, you two probably don't remember this because you're not old enough, but we had 78 records, 78 speakers.
Are you serious right now?
The old clay records. I mean, they were that fixed clay, and they were 78.
Yeah, I like the spin table, the turntable. Yeah,
we had those, and I've got some of the records my parents had. I kept them
because of
nostalgia reasons, and I've got the ink spots. I don't know if you ever remember that.
I do know
on a 78.
Yes,
the old clay records. I have that.
I haven't heard that name in decades. I'm serious about the ink spots.
My parents listened to everything.
Wow.
And my mom and dad were very different. They were positive and negative, but they made it all work. And they would listen to KFI and they listened to the Dodgers playing for sports. And I remember we had this, it was just a rectangular box radio. And I think it was just AM only. I don't think we even had FM back then at all. Just an AM radio.
Mm-mm.
And in order to hear the radio clearly, whatever you wanted to listen to, we had to lay our arm on top of the radio.
Wow. Now you act, old. Okay, you
to act as an antenna. Because you didn't have antennas, you just had a box radio.
Oh,
so
my God.
You had to right spot and lay your arm on top of it, and then you can hear the broadcast. And by the time everything's done, your arm is dead.
I got a question for both of you real quick before I go to my next song. Can you imagine, like, you have all these brattish kids out here now. They've got to have their iPhones. They got to have this. And put them in a dorm for a weekend and have them to listen to what we were subjected to listening to. And see,
they would make it.
Mike, do you think they will survive?
My honest opinion is, I think half of them would go, and I think the other half would go, what is this crap? Get me out of here.
And you know what?
But you know what they're doing on YouTube, though?
Wow.
They're going back to the old singers back in the day, the
R&B. Exactly.
And some of the young people didn't even know they existed.
Oh.
They are critiquing. They're like, oh, my God. They were before their time. And, I mean, they are really enjoying the music
back then. I couldn't agree with you more. I'm gonna leave you with this, because when I go to a grocery store where the videos, there are a lot of young checkers and stuff like that, and I will have on purpose a card in my hand with the QR codes how to download the station and the music playing.
Right.
And you have no idea how many of these young, beautiful people say, oh, my mom listened to that.
Uh-huh.
My grandparents listened to that. I said,
They're starting to listen, because this stuff that's coming out now is so demonic, so disturbing, that people are like, wait a minute. It's a mind. It's warping the mind.
Absolutely.
So let me throw in a comment here about the music, because I DJ all over the Inland Empire.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm probably playing 3 or 4 times a week. I'm either DJing or karaokeing and DJing, or doing celebrations of life or whatever. But I found when I DJ, Dr. Sims, what I find is that I'm always safe doing old rock and roll,
yeah,
Motown, and current country. Not the twangy old country, but the current country. Those three things, almost my entire audience, whether they're 18 or 78, seem to appreciate it. The young people appreciate it because that's what their parents played in their home when they were growing up. So for the kids, it's nostalgic. For the grownups, it's nostalgic. For the kids, it's what they grew up with. So I'm always safe playing old rock and roll, old Motown, and current country. Those three things always seem to work no matter where I'm at.
Yeah.
And you know, the beautiful thing about music is that it doesn't die.
Nope.
It's there. And so that's what we try to do, is to bring it to the forefront. Because I'll play some music, or someone will suggest a song that I haven't heard. I forgot about it.
Right.
Mike will send, or we will send or play the list, and we'll find out that, wow, I haven't heard that before. That is beautiful music.
Mm-hmm.
Or a different version of an old classic.
Yeah.
And not only that, let's talk about music. We'll talk about this on the other side. Dr. Sims, can you hang around for a few minutes? Because you got to hang around, because we want your comments at the Mad Pick. That's in about 14 minutes.
Can I come? I'm going to close out my screen. My daughter called, so I'm going to put you on mute. You can't hear me talking with her.
Okay.
So she called. I'm going to give her a call, but I'll hang on.
Okay, great.
That would be wonderful.
Thank you. All right. Be right back. Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast.
And Cece.
Dr. Sims.
This is amazing.